Hey,
there we go.
There we go. That's We're good.
Here. We got to get that rattlesnake venom out. Yeah, that's good.
Oh yeah,
dude.
Yeah, good to see you guys, man.
It's good to see
you,
dude.
Thank you for doing this.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me, man. Happy to be here today, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking about something earlier.
Like what?
I don't know.
We're on the carnivore diet. We can talk about just eating meat.
We can talk about having fucking diarrhea.
I'll tell you. Yep. Yeah. Oh, you guys are on it?
Yeah.
But are y'all dipping also?
No. I believe dip? He is.
Yeah, I dip.
Oh, I think that kind of.
It is plant-based. That is.
True, but you're not eating it.
But I'm spitting it out.
Yeah. Oh, you're spitting it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done the carnivore. I had one time I had a podcast. I was doing the carnivore diet, and I could barely talk. I didn't have no energy in my body.
How many days in was it?
I think almost maybe 34 hours in, 39 hours.
It's about that.
Yeah, it fucks you up. I thought you were about to say 34 days in. I was like, fuck, I have no shot.
I would like fall asleep, I would talk in a conversation, and then as soon as I was done, I would like rest for a little while. Like get dry. It was very strange. I was shocked at how much energy I didn't have.
Yeah, your body's switching a whole different, your brain's using a whole different fuel source.
Yeah.
Which is like, I like it. Once you get out of that weird period of like shitting your pants and stuff, like once you stop shitting your pants.
I haven't broken through.
Really?
Still in the full shit your pants phase.
Dude, I'm taking dumps I forgot even existed right now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like, prehistoric dumps.
Yeah, it's like just small. I'm not gonna get detailed.
But yeah, something like a kid would stop and point at it.
Yes,
they saw
dude.
It
I took a dump today that I was like, it was like deja vu.
It's deer.
Like,
it's deer shits, that. Dude. You literally drop like a little pile of a little bit of shit. Sucks. Rogan lied, dude. He was like, I'm on the carnivore diet. I was like, how are your dumps? He's like, perfectly normal. He was fibbing.
It's only 8 days though, so. I got past like the like watery explosive diarrhea, but I still have That's to wipe good. My ass like a baby's ass. I have to wipe my whole ass after yeah. a dump on the carnivore diet.
You don't lay on your back though, huh?
I wish I could. Get a little baby powder. I wish I could. I wipe my ass on this carnivore diet. And it's just like, man, it's disgusting.
It's no good.
It gets on me.
Yeah.
It gets on me. I would like it to not get on me, but it's gotten on me.
I'm glad you said it, dude.
It's gotten on me.
It's gotten on me every time I took a shit, dude.
I hate it when it gets on you.
Shit is just so dangerous, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy
yeah.
how dangerous it is.
Yeah, it'll fuck you up. Dog shit. There's dog shit everywhere now.
Dog shit's nothing, dude.
Really?
Yeah, you can yeah. Well, I grew up in an area, I think they had a lot of that white dog shit or something. Before we moved there, a lot of dogs had lived there for like a decade or something, and then all like kind of passed away or something.
Immediately.
So there was a lot of that white, the prehistoric yeah. kind of yep. looking stuff. Yeah, you know,
that is crazy. Shit turns white. Our friend when I was little, when we were growing up, this one kid, he was like a bad kid from a bad family, and he shit behind a bush outside.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd all go like every day. We'd be like, "Yo, let's go see this guy shit." And then the one day it turned white, and we're all just like, "What the fuck?
Oh my god, dude, this guy's from the Bible." You know?
Yeah, shit, dude. Died.
We had a guy. I've talked about this before, but we had a guy who would have like. He was kind of this aggressive guy, and he would defecate in his yard, and he would make me bury it.
Wait. you were the Undertaker.
Huh?
You were the Undertaker.
Yeah, basically, I guess. I mean, I was, yeah. But you had to be friends with him, dude. And he died. Years later, he drove a bass boat into an embankment. Middle of the night, yeah. It was heartbreaking. I saw his sister not long ago at a crafts store. But, yeah. But I remember that like it was fucking, God, I have to walk down there every day with my little pail and shovel.
But he only let people that he liked do it.
No, I think my brother had went to summer camp or something. And so I had to like, suddenly I was like the closest in age to this guy in our street. And he was just an aggressive dude. And he would fucking shit and look at you and you knew you had to do something for him. And it was bury it.
What do you think was driving that? If you had to like now, like years later, what do you think was like, what's like the impulse and what are you getting out of? Obviously the total fucking servitude, I guess it's like a yeah. power trip. You have to bury my dumps.
Yeah, I don't know. At that time, I don't know. I just think it was some maybe camaraderie. I don't know. Like communication skills were off for him probably. I don't know. I try to think about it. But I don't have a ton of memories about it. I just remember feeling like I wanted this kid to think I was cool.
True.
You know, and I think he And he just kept using that against me.
We had some weirdos that live next to us that would make me and my friend play torture with them.
What'd you have to do?
Just beat the shit out of us.
Yeah.
They were like 7 years older than us. Yeah. They'd be like, come over. This is a fun game. They'd just fuck us up.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And my friend quit. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
You can't, yeah.
This is fun.
Come on, pussy, get tortured.
Yeah. I thought it was fun.
Yeah. We used to do that.
I think the parents found out and were like, this is fucked up. This is very weird.
What was it like? Indian burns, like titty twisters?
Shit like that, yeah.
Damn, that's actually kind of boss. It was weird, take, yeah. Like,
they did have a beta fish in their house and they showed us one of those fighting fish.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. The fight takes forever, though.
Yeah, they didn't fight once in front of us.
It's bullshit. Me and my friend bought them. We're like, whoever wins buys dinner or whatever. And they took, the fight was like 5 days. Eventually, I was like, mine's dead. I don't know. I don't know who won this. These fish are just dead.
How do you tell the difference?
Different colors.
Oh, nice.
Would you have a dead fish, you're saying?
No, we had beta fish. Me and my friend bought beta fish from a pet store and put them together. Like, let's watch these things fight.
Dude, that is definitely something gay dudes
do. No. Beta fish? Straight as hell, dude.
Gay dudes keep them separate.
Bro, let's watch our fish just bang into each other.
What the fuck, dude? Gayest thing ever. Yeah, right. It's the most alpha shit you could do, fight animals.
I'm with him on this, me, dude. You can fight animals? Animal fighting?
Two kids watching their little fish bang into each other, dude. Get out of here.
It was that, or we were going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you guys man up and do it, dude. Don't make these fucking...
We did the whole time. We took our clothes off and wrestled the whole time our fish
were out. Oh, yeah. Then that's way straighter.
Yeah. It was Greco.
Yeah.
It's straight.
Did you ever hurt animals when you were little?
No, we didn't have anything like that. We would have people... I just actually went to my old apartment the other day that I grew up in during the holidays, stopped over there, and the people are always stealing our balcony, so people would steal the wood where our balcony was, like, and...
They would just take the wood from the actual balcony?
Yeah, they would take the wood and go use it to do shit or whatever. So you'd always have to be way fucking careful, like, if you were upstairs and you wanted to go outside of the apartment, you know, because, like, literally the wood would be missing, man. I'll send you guys a picture of it. And, yeah, and then you'd see it. Somebody would have built their kid something for Christmas or, you know, built like a, some, you know, used it on their fence or some shit. And you're like, that's our fucking balcony, you know?
Just a spindle rocking horse.
Yeah, but it's pretty crazy. I went back. Yeah, still same shit happening around the neighborhood. But, yeah, I'm trying to think of something about animals. Yeah, we didn't have any pets.
No one was hurting animals? When you were a kid? The mayor squeezed a frog, killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. It was in a bag already. I just picked up
someone
the bag.
Someone bagged the frog?
Yeah, it still sounds like a crime.
He stumbled upon someone's pet frog and squeezed it and then left it.
Yeah, we used to catch catfish and put fireworks in their gills and just...
Oh, dang, really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I ever did any... No, we didn't do nothing real crazy like that, dude. We didn't do any...
Just turds.
Oh, I seen a guy throw a grenade one time, dude. That's pretty tight. I seen a senior citizen hum a grenade at into a group of... not calves. What are old cows called? Older calves.
Heifers. Heifers.
Yeah, heifers, bro. Yeah. And yeah, that's a
that
fucking,
had to be pretty, yeah.
It was unreal.
Dude.
And people were like, no way this dude's going to do it. Then he took his shirt off. And we see him. Bro, when an old dude takes his shirt off, he's going to throw a grenade. Like, people were like, no way, this guy's got a grenade in his truck, and somebody's, like, yelling, you queer! And, because he's just, like, he got pissed, you know, and then he had a grenade, and he fucking threw that bitch, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, it was unprecedented, man.
I didn't like hurting animals. We would go out and shoot animals with our BB guns.
Yeah.
I'd feel terrible every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get that till later. Then when I'm older now, yeah, I'm like, that's not nice, but.
Yeah.
There was nothing. We had a bull living near our house. We'd sit in these crabapple trees and just, we have slingshots and take crabapples and just fucking sling this thing with crabapples. And it got like unruly. It had to get removed.
Oh, wow.
They had no idea why this bull's whole fucking, you know.
He was pissed.
Its mindset got all fucked up. They had like, it was like, we had like an angry fucked up bull because it was getting stung by crabapples for like 24 hours. They just didn't stop.
Oh, wow.
It's messed up.
Yeah, it's just sad to think sometimes of all the stuff that happens.
Yeah. A lot of bad stuff going on.
Yeah, I think I get stuck with those thoughts a lot, I think.
What's the worst thing you think is happening right now? If you had to pick one. I mean, like, the rest are just like whatever, but like the one worst thing.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know, the Golden Globes were on. So
do you watch any of it?
I just saw, I watched maybe like 30 minutes.
I didn't watch it.
I just wanted to go back and see, like, because a lot of people were ripping on, or not ripping on Joe Coy, but they got Joe Coy to do the
yeah, I saw that
opening, right? Mm. And so, yeah, people were just, I don't know if they were ripping. It just seemed like the whole thing seemed kind of disorganized.
Yeah.
Is what I thought.
They need Gervais. Those are the best. He said no.
He won one for his album and he didn't show up.
Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
Beast.
But he was up against people I didn't even know that had comedy albums out. Yeah. They had Schumer, Silver, like who the fuck? Like, Sykes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's just, you weren't up?
No. Netflix doesn't put out, the only ones they offer up, because I guess studios just decide, and Netflix only puts out the ones they licensed my special. They didn't put any of the licensed specials up for nomination. They just
why does that mean? It's like you're not worth of.
I have no idea.
But it just goes to say, it's like, that's what blew my mind. I was like, what?
Yeah.
This isn't like, so wait, so you're only up if you like work for the studios or if you work for it's just like.
I have no idea.
I don't know. It's just like, why, your shit's not even real. It just made me, I think, I don't know if that made me mad or whatever, but it just was like. What are we even doing? Like, it just seemed like fictional then. Yeah. It's like, oh, we've all just been living in a fictional world where it seemed like maybe the awards meant anything or something. I don't know, man. But yeah, I think you should have won.
Oh, thanks, dude. I appreciate it. I don't, yeah.
Get a recount.
I should demand a recount.
Demand a recount.
I should stop the steal.
You should. That's bullshit, though. It is kind of bullshit.
They should
allow
YouTube specials.
You watch it, and you're like, what even? It's fucking looks. Yeah. The whole thing, I mean, it looks just fake. Or nobody really cares anymore that much.
Oh, yeah. I think nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
I think it seemed crazy. Part of me was like, I didn't get to ask Joe Coy. I guess they paid him a good amount. I don't know. It almost seems like they set the comedian up to be the scapegoat, though, because it's like they know it's a trash show. Mm-hmm. They know nobody cares. Yeah. I feel like, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody could name probably even 13 good movies from this year.
No.
Or even 7 or 8. You know, or even probably, yeah, I bet they could name 7 or 8. Maybe.
Oppenheimer and Barbie.
That's it. I can't think of a single
one. Did any other movie come out? Marcel Sell Shoes On? What?
Marcel the Shell with Shoes On? That was pretty good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
What is that?
I haven't seen it.
What is that about?
Huh?
It's about a snail with shoes on.
Yeah.
He has to find his family. Marcel.
My niece wants me to watch it, but I have a job. I'm going to try to get to it, though. I got to check it out. But yeah, but anyway, I think, yeah, it just seemed maybe fictional. I don't know. Yeah, this year it just seemed like, but it seemed like they're setting the host, of this. You almost hire the host just so they'll have somebody to be like, because how could you even do that well, I wonder? Like, how would you even
Gervais
manage?
Was
the yeah,
only
call
one.
Them pedophiles. Yeah,
yeah, like pedophiles. Gervais just made fun of everybody.
Yeah, Gaffigan called him pedophiles.
Did he?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Beast.
You see that clip?
No.
Oh, dude, it's
Gaffigan calling people pedophiles.
Bro, Gaffigan is fucking
beast.
Back, bro.
What Gaffigan rules.
He's back. He's fucking on the bacon.
I love Gaffigan.
Dude, he had fucking 7 Hot Pockets and fucking went out there.
Yeah. When was this?
Showed his soft white dick to those people.
How did they not have Cat Williams host the Golden Globes?
That's bullshit.
Let him go, dude. 5-hour monologue to start the show.
That would be
just raining truth down.
Oh, well, Gaffigan, he goes, I can't believe I'm here. He's like, I'm from Indiana. You know, not a pedophile.
Did he say that? Damn, dude.
That's going to be it. The line's drawn now between people who are just being like, yeah, I'm not a pedophile versus people who are like, hey, you know, don't say that.
Yeah.
That makes me uncomfortable. Yeah. Either not a pedophile or you're a pedophile now.
It's just wild.
It sucks, dude.
Well, Hollywood just doesn't have any fucking balls. That's the saddest thing about it.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have any fucking balls. You're not making anything with any balls on it.
Yeah.
You know?
I wish they would.
Like, they don't. That's what it seems like movies. To me. Also, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, you're right.
No, we don't either. It's fine.
You're totally right.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard there was
I'm just making sure we're all still dumb.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, good.
I've gotten so dumb.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. Just watching Jeopardy. I'm not even close, dude. I used to have it.
Did you?
Or at least the confidence to think I had it. You know? Like, if they'd answer a question, I'd be like, fuck. I was right there. Now I just stare at the screen.
True.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of Jeopardy watchers are doing, though. That's it's an absolute time suck. Yeah.
I got a cousin that's pretty fat, I guess, and his uncle would My uncle would always be like, "Don't get it wrong, or you're fat." That's what he would say to me.
Well, yeah, I got it wrong.
So sad. I remember.
That kind of don't shit, get it wrong, or you're fat. It's very funny.
That kind of shit makes me sad. But that kid is pretty smart.
He got it helps.
I don't know if I bet it's interesting.
Just crushing Quizzos now.
Which is a game plan. At least you have a game plan with your child.
True. Yeah.
But yeah, if they had Cat, we could even imagine. First of all, they don't even have. They only have like 3 black people at the Golden Globes. Dude,
true.
Right? And then yeah, last year they hired him. Who's the guy, the comedian that did it last year?
Gerard,
yeah. And I don't even remember what, he just kind of told a story about being black, kind of. And then.
Yeah, he made everyone uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He right. just went up there and was like, there's no black people here.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, y'all basically had to pay a black guy to show up, right?
Which yeah.
is true.
Like, we might be pedophiles, but we're not racist.
So yeah, I kind of felt like they maybe set, like if you're the host, you know, I think that you're going to be set up to be the fall guy. That's what I think. I'm trying to figure out what I'm thinking about.
No,
it, you know?
Did he get in trouble for, I don't know if he got in trouble for it necessarily, but he said something that pissed off Taylor Swift. That seemed to be kind of a thing.
Carmichael?
No, not Carmichael. Fucking Coy. Apparently that was a big thing. Apparently he went for her. Maybe.
He had it seemed like a joke that a writer had written that wasn't.
Well, I didn't hear the joke. What was the joke?
It was just like, you'll see less shots of her on the Golden Globes than you will at a Chiefs game. Right? So just, I thought it was just
it's nothing.
Oh, so it's a total media invention. They try to be like, pissed her. She was so pissed. You won't believe what he said.
They're stirring up the Swifties.
They are.
Yeah. But it's almost like that's the whole thing now. It's just like, let's just make this moment. Like, we're just going to make this moment. We're going to hire a comedian. They're going to be the fall guy because there's really no way to win.
True.
Unless you just call everybody pedophiles.
That's what people want right now.
It's really what people want. People want these pedophiles.
The list just came out.
Yeah.
Publicly.
Copperfield, bro. David Copperfield. I was waiting for like prominent politicians like David Copperfield's
David
a pedophile.
Copperfield. He fucking.
Yeah, there's like fictional characters like Andy Dufresne's on the list. <You're> like,
I feel kind of bad for those actors and the pedophiles.
Yeah.
This was the one list that ever got leaked. True. You know how many other these types of rings are going on?
The Diddy parties are next, dude.
Diddy parties are
going. People keep talking about Diddy parties.
Oh, dude, fucking Cat Williams, the dark narc, baby. Cat is free cat, baby.
Cat's
that's it, baby.
I mean, if he didn't expose Black Hollywood, I was coming next.
Y'all ain't spaying or neutering anybody in this motherfucker, son. Free cat, baby. That's where I'm at with it, dude. I'll vote Cat president right now, bro.
Ooh.
That's what we need, dude.
We could use it.
We need a real fucking brother in there, bro.
True,
or sister.
Cat. Yeah, true. Don't leave that out. But Cat, the interview was, it was fun to watch, but then you'd like, he would just make these claims that were just like,
sub 4.340.
Sub 4.3.
Cat got me.
3,000 books a year.
3,000 books a year.
It's 100 a week.
It's crazy.
That's like medical. He must be including like medical pamphlets, dude. There's no way. 3,000 books a year.
That's how much he said he could read?
That's how much he said he was reading
a year. From age 7 to 12 or something, he read 3,000 books a year.
So what you're saying is they offered you $15 million to go to Jacksonville State? What college
I think it was.
Oh. Remember that kid in that video?
That was so good.
They offered me.
Like, yeah, I got a bunch of scholarships.
I think it was near Jacksonville. 15 and the guy's like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
They offer you $15 million.
Like, yeah, I said no. Yeah. Like, wait, what? What does this mean?
Yeah, that line
was nice. The sub 4.340 was, that was, I think that was the one thing Shay Shay could fucking be like, I know you didn't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not faster than Tyreek Hill. That's the craziest claim.
Let's check in with this dark oyster over here. Lemaire, what do you think about what Kat said? What does the black community think?
I think it's kind of like, they kind of agree. Yeah, I think we're in agreement with Kat.
You're in agreement with Kat.
I think a lot, except for the 340, but like the, you know.
The 4.340?
Yeah. But he was talking a lot of junk and then, yeah. I think his junk is being responded to nicely.
You know who else got a good response out of that? Gary Owen. Gary Owens, he got real one cred now. So he was the only, he got kind of got big up during
so
the whole
thing. Fucking blue collar comedy tour.
Did they did a blue collar comedy
tour? Big up that whole time. Yeah.
They did?
Yeah. Cat was like, those are the guys I like.
Let's enemy and my enemy, though, too.
Yeah, true.
Because they were enemies of like Steve Harvey squad. Oh. Yeah, the Kings. Kings and blue collar were serious enemies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was wild, dude. I mean, because there's always like a, I feel like, do you see a lot of black folks go, you don't see a lot of black men go in like that, huh?
No.
Not that hard, yeah.
Well, also in comedy, there's, you don't really, comics like, they don't really go in on other comics, really, because everybody knows, I think, that it's an interesting, we're all weird people.
Mm.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense or no?
Well, the first part does. You really don't see. But also, I feel like black comics, black people in general, have a lot more respect for other people's business, too.
Yeah.
So you can't be putting up people's business
fucking
like that.
Fucking up somebody's money.
Yeah. Unless you have receipts, too. So he did have receipts. But that he was all in their business, which is frowned upon.
Cat black came people. In, though.
It's true.
It was
exciting. It's definitely interesting to hear. I love Cat Williams. Dude, I saw Cat Williams, right? Drive by the Comedy Store one time on a bike, on a bicycle. And it was one of those ones with the wheel where the lights are in the wheel in the
that's tight.
In the wheels.
That's tight.
100%, dude. Like 30 people at the same time on the porch were like, is that fucking Cat Williams? and he was standing up. He's like, I guess like some people can stand up on, you know, when you're like a kid or whatever, you can stand up on a bike and hold on the, you know, and your body works out that way, right? So he can still do it, right? And so he was just looking over at everybody, dude, just cruising right by, right down Sunset.
Man. Did he ever do the store? What do you like?
I never saw him in there. I think sometimes he, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I had seen him over there, but yeah, dude. I got a statue at a Target one time. They were advertising it as a Cat Williams, and it was like it's like a black nutcracker from Christmas.
Damn.
And yeah, I got it, and I put it on my story, and Cat shared it.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like the highlight of my whole year. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Because dude, there's really not anybody kind of. I feel like Cat's like just he seemed really unique. I think.
Yeah, he made it. I mean, he made a big comeback this year. I mean, he was. I guess he was doing well. I don't know. I haven't been following his stuff. I know he's funny. Everyone thought he was funny. I don't know many anti-Cat Williams people who are like, he's not funny. He's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now
he did the funniest thing possible.
Everyone agrees
was to go on Shay Shay and just spaz, which is the best the best thing in the world. I was thinking, too, you could do Club Shane Chain.
Club Shane Chain?
Club Shane Chain, yeah.
Have a couple drinks, sit down.
Yeah.
And you got to put some lipstick on, too.
Yeah. Why?
Be the proprietor. You got to go, I'm the proprietor.
Fucked up.
Yeah, why not?
Nah, every white man in Hollywood has to put on lipstick and wear a dress.
True,
I'm not doing doing that shit.
Dude, now is it in your contract?
Every white man has to put on lipstick. I'm not doing it.
Who do you have in your contract has to wear a dress if you're in the movie with you?
crazy, though. Like, is that a real... Like, Tommy I wonder... who does?
Tommy Pope has to wear a dress.
Yeah.
I have it in my contract.
You know, there's not a lot of trans male... comedians, really, is there? There used to be more cross-dressing, didn't there?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe, yeah.
Dude, there used to be more cross-dressing.
Yeah.
Nobody's fucking thinking about that?
True.
That's because they used to be like, there's no way I would ever actually do this.
Well, they legalized it.
Yeah, now legalized. If you wear a dress, everyone's like, damn, that guy definitely wants to wear a dress.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not funny anymore.
It used to be funny. If I was
funny.
Wearing a dress right now, people would be like, that's funny.
Hilarious. It's a peak of comedy
if
now.
If I was wearing a dress right now, people would be upset.
I don't think I would like having a dress on. I wouldn't like my genitals just being open under like a little curtain.
You gotta cross your legs.
Huh?
You gotta cross your legs though, like a lady.
Yeah, and I don't want to do all of that.
That's why ladies cross their legs so we can't see their dicks.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Bro, that's gonna be our national anthem in this country in like fucking six more years. Dude, that's one thing we needed. We got to bring back the national anthem, bro.
True.
Yeah.
Because it was one point.
It is long, though. I was just. Was it when really you got to. Anytime I go to a sporting event, you got to stand there the whole fucking time. Unless there's a flyover or something cool.
True. We need some airplanes.
It does kind of suck. Like, I went to the Sixers game like 2 weeks ago. Standing for the national anthem does blow. I get it.
There's,
I did sit for the Canadian. I said, I'm not staying for that. Yeah.
Beast.
Bizzle's fuck Canadian.
That. My bad, Bizzle. No, I'm not going to stand for another country.
Even over there, true, they call it the Let's Go Get a Snack song. Yeah. So I don't think even they respect it that much.
No other countries get pumped on their anthem. It's like us and Middle Eastern countries.
True, it really is.
South American countries get pumped on it, too.
True.
Every but once in a while, you see them hit Nazi salutes.
Yeah.
Other countries still salute like weird.
Do they?
Yeah. They'll hit it. Remember when, what's his name? Who's the Cuban fighter in the UFC? No.
No, cute.
Yoel hit a fucking like goose step fucking salute after he knocked a guy out. Just a Cuban.
Was he just feeling himself? Or like, why did he do it?
Because he's just pumped. He knocked the guy out and then he did a nice Cuban march. Oh. He was just hard goose stepping.
What?
That's what he did.
Why'd he do it?
Is other that, countries would toss it up.
True, yeah. We shouldn't just say, you know, we shouldn't just be like,
I think there's a video of like Iran, what, timestamp that? Why? I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you kept your hand. You kept your hand respectful. Hand,
this
yeah,
is
down.
Just a Roman salute.
Yeah.
This is just a Roman salute. I'm not.
My 1 year old, when we march, I'll like, we're pretending we're marching, she goose steps, and it's the goose fucking funny. Fun, dude, it's so funny watching.
High stepping down the sidelines. Neon Deion goose stepped every time he scored a touchdown.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was fucking.
It is a celebration.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Again, they've ruined a lot of good. They've ruined an ancient Hindu symbol for peace. That was bullshit.
I think there's a good video of the German national soccer team, and they're playing in Iran, and Iranians are tossing it up.
Iranians love Hitler.
The whole stadium.
Yeah.
And all the German players are like,
whoa. Well, they're the Aryans. Yeah, they Iran the claims fuck? To be the real Iran claims to be the true Aryans.
And so what they're saying, they're the true, what are you talking about? Like, what are you saying when you say something? Like, whenever you just said something.
So when like the Aryan race, a lot of Hitler's propaganda had to do with, like, we are the true Aryans.
Oh, okay.
And they claim, I don't know when this was, in the late 1800s, maybe.
The Caucasus Mountains, like, Iran?
They should do Aryan off then.
Right. And they figured out that the Indo-Aryan, like, the languages were all similar in these weird parts of, like, the English-speaking countries in the Middle Eastern. So they had this thing that was, like, they had a theory that they... Aryans migrated from, Hitler thought they came from
the
West.
What do you mean, flew in?
No, walked. Horses, pretty much. I think they were the first charioteers as well. Oh, they got the horses. They had the chariots going. So they migrated a long time ago and conquered the Indus Valley. But then the people in the Middle East are like, no, that was, we were already here and you guys came and we were like, what's up? And we taught you all the Aryan ways. So they're having like a clash over who was truly Aryan.
Seems like a waste of time.
It's a huge waste of time.
It's a big waste of time.
A lot of people die because of it.
Yeah.
It's like you're trying to put your hand on the top of the bat, like you keep going.
Yeah. And it's almost unprovable.
Because when Jake Gyllenhaal was in that movie, Egypt, or what the fuck was it? They thought Prince people in Persia, Iran were going to be pissed because they were like, people in Iran don't look like that. And all the Iranians were like, yeah, we do. We look just
that's
like
exactly
Jake
what
Gyllenhaal.
We look like.
We look just like Jake Gyllenhaal. It was the opposite thing. They're like, shut the fuck up. We look like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I don't have anything to say.
Sorry. It's all right.
No.
I thought I did.
We're getting
man.
Into race.
It's a niche topic. It is a weird. It's a weird thing.
But they should have an Aryan off then. They should have whoever is the champion.
It's Aryan Olympics. Just golf.
Looking for stuff.
Bowling. Looking for stuff so you can find it. The little scavenger hunt.
Telling people to quiet down. Yeah.
True. Like a polite heated exchange in a grocery store.
Polite
heated exchange would be nice.
That's fucking intense. Both keep their cool so you can keep their cool the longest.
Well, no, you go first if you're in such a hurry.
I'm actually not in a rush. You. By all means.
Yeah, we definitely got to refine the Olympics, it feels like.
Yeah.
For sure.
Flag football is going to be fun.
That's coming out in the Olympics?
I think so.
Wow, that's tight.
I don't know. Is it this year in Paris? In Paris, we're going to be fucking hitting them with Tyreek Hill and Cat Williams. Cat Williams is going to blow by
they're
those
gonna
defenders.
Play?
I think they're going to play flag football or 7-on-7 flag football.
Wow.
In America, we're going to,
who are we sending?
They should do gay fist fighting as well.
Gay fist fighting would be tight. That would be awesome.
Yeah, they had a group that used to tour the country that would come to... Baton Rouge back in the day, and you'd pay, and it was gay men fighting and fist fighting.
What?
And you pay, $5 over there, get you a beer and get you some fights, gay fights. People would go, and it was their company. They did it. It was it wasn't like, it was supporting gay activism, and there was a lot of
What happened to that? Why did it stop? It seems like a fucking smashing success.
I agree. I don't know why.
That's crazy. Maybe they all...
I think they could have ran out of fight. You know, like, I think when you're traveling like that and you have to fight and then, yeah, and then you... Probably a lot of the men you're traveling with also want to date you or whatever.
I was about to say, yeah, they're probably exhausting. Yeah, burning the candle at both ends, really.
It just feels like it'd just be a lot.
Then you're having like chem sex afterwards.
Yeah. Or just that you're, you know, having to even argue with somebody in a van afterwards.
True.
Oh, those rides, they must have been such bitches the whole drive. It's like, it's hot in here.
I said it's hot. And some guy's like, that's me.
Yeah, and then they like pull over, get out of the car. Let's
Was there a
it.
Belt? Was there like a belt or was it just like backyard brawl?
Sasha.
True.
I can't remember if there was a belt. But there was, and they called it FAG, fist fights.
Was it, was at least an acronym or was it like F period A period?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
The
fighters
are good.
I was just, I was a drinking, you know.
For sure, yeah.
We would, you know, usually use fake ID to get in there. And,
nice.
But I remember it as clear as day. I don't know why they don't have it anymore. You know?
It might just be the slap league now. It might just be the Dana White slap league.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was definitely pretty cool.
It's fucking awesome.
A lot of cool shit's gone by the wayside, I guess. You know?
Yeah. Definitely. Wrestling, WWF, it's gone by the wayside.
It's over now, huh?
Well, it used to be wild, dude. We were just laughing about all the storylines.
Yeah, people couldn't,
Some guy, one of the storylines is so funny, is Big Show's dad died, and then whoever his enemy was at the time showed up to the funeral, put chains around the coffin, and drove off with it. And Big Show was like, no, not my father. And he chased after it. It was crazy storyline.
It was a big boss man.
It was a big boss man who did it. Big boss man put chains around his dad's coffin.
Why'd he do that?
And then Big Show tried to jump on the coffin, and while the truck was driving away with it, he fell off. It was, yeah. They did
Big boss man was crazy, dude. He'd be like, yeah, he'd have spinning that stick, and he'd walk in.
I didn't know he was evil, though.
He was evil. He even had like a, he had a match, it was like a dog match with Al Snow where he had like a bunch of nice dogs around the ring, but they're supposed to be like ferocious.
He had dogs around?
Yeah.
He would also, sometimes he would be like the parking attendant or something. He'd be like, make sure your vehicle's registered, you know?
Oh,
he would
get
say
people?
Shit like that in his like, you know, he'd be like, I'll put a boot on your wife's pussy, you know, he'd say stuff like that, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
You're 6 years old, be like, damn.
You're like, what is going
Wait, was
on?
the big boss man was a cop?
Yeah.
And he was just, he stole people's dead dads and shit.
They never
stealing permit. Someone's dead dad at a funeral is the meanest thing I've ever seen.
That's
like medieval.
Bro, that's the most like swag evil. Thing I've ever
Why do you think
in
people are so
life.
Mad at cops right now?
It's the big boss man.
They've been doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
They showed up to all the funerals.
See, that's so gangster. Them. You steal somebody's dead dad.
Damn.
Especially the Big Show, he's like 10 feet tall and crying, and he's like, whoa. Steal his fucking dad. He's like, no, dad.
jumps
on the casket and falls off and rolls. We were talking about other wrestling.
And then somebody plays that song, Jump on it, in the background. That's the worst song. That ruins everything, kind of.
Especially, that would piss me off.
We're talking about Gene Snitsky with James.
Oh, that's a storyline.
Yeah.
Who's what Gene Snitsky?
Snitsky. I saw him at a Phillies game. He was wearing a Snitsky customized Phillies jersey.
I didn't do it. It's
and
not
I
my
said
fault.
It wasn't my fault to him, and he turned around and was like, what's up?
He punted Kane's baby.
Hold on. Let me, because now I remember. So Kane got, who was it, Lita?
Lita, yeah.
All right, Kane got Lita. He raped Lita.
What?
Yeah. Got her pregnant. So then they were like, you have to marry Kane. Those are the rules. If you get pregnant from a rape, you have to marry the rapist. So they forced her to marry Kane.
And where was this? At Michigan State?
No, this is WWF.
WWF, and, sorry.
Yeah, this was the fucking gymnastics coach. This
I've
is Larry Nassar,
this.
Kane, the big
this
red
Fox
machine.
Not Foxcatcher, huh?
No, not Foxcatcher. This is Kane, but then
okay, Kane the wrestler.
Came and punted the...
Okay, my bad.
Lemaire, you explain it. I'm fucking
you're
it
talking
up.
About the
no, dude, you're nailing it. You're freaking nailing it.
What happened?
No, that's
next?
A good...
Yeah.
So Kane married Lita.
Because he raped her, got her pregnant.
Because he raped her and got her pregnant.
What is this from Greek rapist. Mythology?
this is what WWF used to be, dude.
Bro, this shit is cat, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That was the storyline. We were in like fifth grade, like, yeah.
I don't remember any of this.
And then Snitsky came out with the baby. It was a fake toy baby. They're pretending was the product of Kane's rape, and then he punted it into the crowd.
No. Into the crowd?
Yeah.
Someone still has that.
Someone
still has that baby.
Somebody has that in a glass box in their house. Like I got it.
I remember watching it. I thought it was a real baby. I was like, no. No. Yeah.
Just when you think, hey, nobody's thinking that's a real baby. Yeah.
No, every kid in that room, dude. Wrestling would get you fired. Like Monday Night Raw would get you juiced up. Yeah. And then be like, all right, get to bed.
Oh, I remember.
Impossible to go to sleep.
You find your little brother in his tombstone.
Especially when the credits cut, when they cut off like a rumble in the ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the end of the match, Stone Cold's just fucking everybody up and then it goes dark.
Yeah, like, because, yeah, like the time had gone over or whatever.
You have to go to bed.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you'd be so jazzed up. You're like, I can't possibly go to sleep.
Dude, I remember I went to when The Rock came back. I went to one professional wrestling thing. It was when The Rock came back.
Must have been nuts.
It was like was it 2019? I don't remember when it was.
LeMayor would get it. When did The Rock return?
When?
2014?
2012.
And I remember looking over, and there was a Mexican father and son. It was a man probably 38 and a kid probably 9, right? Or 6.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And they were the same height, and they were both bawling, crying, dude, that The Rock, like, bawling, fucking crying
El
together,
Rock,
holding hands, you know?
El Rock, that's crazy. Man.
Yeah. And it was just, I just realized, like, wow, this is just still such a powerful thing, you know, because it was that powerful for me when I was a kid, man.
Yeah.
I would just
it would be nice to have kids,
up.
A son, get your son pumped on it, you get to get back into wrestling.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
God, it'd be fun, dude. We would make a chart of all of the wrestling people that they had, and they all had to fight each other on the chart, and you'd like see who won, and it would take months to find out who the champion was, and it was just you beating up something in your room or different things in your room.
Yeah, my nephew got my wrestling figures.
Yeah, I had Wrestle Buddy pillows.
He brought them out. I was so jealous. I had a ring. I had all the figures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had them.
I saw him break them out when I was back home.
Or figures, we call them, too. Yeah.
I wanted to get
wrestling figures.
There are a couple figures.
I mean, I don't.
I had D-Lo and Farouk.
Oh, you did?
So there are some figures.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what
sir.
You're talking about. Don't reverse this.
Hey.
Don't hit me with the reverse.
What's going on here, dude? Yeah, what else is going on?
Yeah, what's in the news, man? What are you thinking about?
Well, that was just the craziest thing was just, I guess that you weren't nominated for the comedy thing.
Oh,
that's bullshit.
I thought that was fucking pretty lame.
I didn't. So who was it again? It was
who was nominated on it?
Wanda Sykes.
Okay.
Ricky Gervais.
Amy Schumer.
I think that's it.
Yeah, the Titans of industry.
Yeah.
Oh, Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty. Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, that's it. I don't have. Yeah, I'm fine.
They're the best of the best.
Who needs a Golden Globe, dude? We got the Patreon.
Joe.
Oh, yeah, you got that beautiful.
That's a Patreon award.
Yes. Is it really?
Yeah.
No way, because y'all have the best Patreon?
Number one Patreon award they gave us that.
You're lying.
Yeah.
No way, can I see it?
Yeah, man. It's broken already. You can fucking smash it.
Wow.
Don't smash it.
It came broken. It came broken, but
dude, I think that that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, congrats, man.
They gave us the Gay Man's Nutsack Award.
Oh, my God, huh?
That side's a face, but this side's actually, if you hold it up, that is just
a dong.
A gay ball sack.
Oh, yeah. It looks like one of those balls on that special sew, like my 70-pound nut or whatever.
Yeah.
Here comes me with my nut, you know? And some guy, they'll put like a little curtain in front of it and be like, da-da, and then pull the curtain, but it's still just his nut there, you know? And all the kids will pay a quarter. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
So how did you even get nominated? They just knew you guys were doing it.
We just had, I think, just the highest Patreon. I don't know.
So you guys are rich then?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're right.
Oh, damn, dude. That's <We're crazy. laughs>
This is what it gets.
Try to hide it. Yeah, dude. They called us.
Yeah.
True. I might start stuffing with that thing. That's probably what it's for.
Definitely.
Crazy. Look huge.
Look like you have like a real medical problem, dude.
Oh, the road to the Patreon gay tumor runs through fucking Austin, bitches.
He's gave us.
You want to take this? Come take it, dude. Come and take
it. You come take it out of my butt.
You're going to shove it up our ass, dude.
What's that?
You're going to like a cool party and Diddy's going to shove it up our ass. Dude.
Diddy better not get to find out we have this. Us,
oh, yeah.
Do you think
why did he get attacked all of a sudden?
Do you think Diddy's plugging all these dudes?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I can look.
Did he? That's what everybody's calling him. Right
Did he?
Did he?
We got in trouble. The media just fucking, you know, they fling their eye on people. And all of a sudden it was like, Dwight Howard was in trouble. And then they just fucking spotlighted
Was Dwight in trouble or was Dwight just...
He was just sending kind freaky texts. He was sending freaky texts. Yeah, he didn't do it well.
I think Dwight was totally...
No, there was a dude who was like...
I think he's fine.
Yeah, but a guy claimed he went over there and then was like, nah, I'm not with this because another dude was there. And then Dwight was like... They claimed Dwight was like, it's time.
What do you mean like it's time?
Like he was exchanging, like pretend you and I were having like a gay affair and like we were texting each other.
Slow it down. What's happening?
So you and I... So like it was like if, you know, we were having a gay affair and I'm okay. like, yo, come through, slide through, come get
and
this.
Where are we?
My house.
Okay.
So you're coming through and all of a sudden Shane's there just standing there buck ass naked and you're like, yo, you didn't this is what happened.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, dude, no.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't want to play for the Lakers anymore.
What? What if I'm there naked? You would say you would
no,
be mad?
I want to go back to Houston.
That would I think that was the claim. I skimmed the news, but I think that's what they're claiming he did.
Oh,
wrong.
That'd be so scary.
He's just not, the guy apparently, yeah. I mean, Dwight Howard's fucking huge.
Dwight Howard's huge, dude. So that would be so scary.
You think at that point, tossing another dude would not be that big of a deal.
It wouldn't be a difference.
Yeah.
And you think you could get tall enough away from being gay, you know?
True. You could get far enough from your dick where you don't even think about them.
Or just like, you know, I just wonder if at certain altitudes or whatever, there is as much... gayness or whatever.
Yeah. Maybe it's gayer. Maybe it gets gayer.
Nah,
gayer.
Dude. Shaq, Yao Ming.
True.
Those guys are straight as hell.
True, true, true. Sir Charles.
Yeah.
Sir
Napoleon. Charles.
Napoleon was a little...
Yeah, he was a little sweet.
Actually, Napoleon was sweet or straight as fuck, dude.
Was he?
Yeah, he was very
Maybe
straight.
Maybe it's just us average height guys. Maybe all the gays in like 5'9 to like 5'11.
I guarantee you there is a predomination of gays at a certain height.
I believe it. Yeah.
Can you look that up? You guys don't have anybody that works here, huh?
Gay height. No, we got
it. Get the guy a fucking no, this is good.
Fire up the quantum computers, dude. Crunch the numbers.
All you got him is a fucking canister of blood pressure medicine and a cell phone to look stuff up on.
It's on crack squad, dude. These guys are good. Ask him anything. Ask him anything right
gay
now.
Gay height. What's the
needs? LeMaire doesn't need a computer. He knows.
True.
Did you hear that Rock question? He got it right. When did the Rock come back? 2012. That's true. Is a computer. That is an autistic man.
Oh, my
For
bad,
real.
Brother.
We do not need computers. He's
oh, yeah. I feel you, dude.
He's the mind of a machine.
We'll start doing, like, now they do horse powers. They might start doing, like, autist powers.
Yeah.
Autist powers on the computer.
Oh, that'd be a great movie, huh? Autism powers.
That would be
autism powers. You make me horny. Yeah.
Autism powers.
Do I make you uncomfortable, baby? Autism powers. Just an American guy dressed like Austin Powers at a Comic Con.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's just one of our politicians. Dude, how crazy that the politics now, they're just blatantly just stealing money
nuts,
and smelling and molesting children.
It's crazy. Dude, no one cares. There's nothing we can do about it.
We just realized even if we voted,
there's nothing we can do about it.
Not at all.
Nothing we can do about it.
We're all trapped in this fucking just, this money funneling all our money to fucking fight wars. It's literally like a game of like Risk or one of those. It's like a computer game someone's playing.
And
they're so close to beating it though. They're so close to beating the game.
We just need to drain the swamps, dude.
They need like $60 trillion more dollars from us, dude. And then
we're gonna win. Once we save Ukraine, we're back.
True.
I just don't understand the long term of it because if everybody dies from drug overdose and is sad. Then what do you even, like, you're not going to have anybody to work in the workforce to even make you any money. Like, that's where I just don't understand it.
Robots.
Know? Like, how do you get the high score in whatever they're doing, you know?
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I don't know.
They're pigging out.
Yeah, it's probably, then again, they have, like, the technology now to really clamp down. So it's like someone could for real rule. If someone gets to rule the world now, they'll probably rule it for just thousands of years.
Yeah, but they don't even need to worry about, like, overpopulation. They live... Mm-hmm. They don't live around people.
True.
You don't need to, you know.
I think it's not even about. I think it's, dude. There's just like seven dudes in like a fucking weird exclusive place, and they're just like, business is booming this year. We did 70 zillion. And they're like, I did 40 zillion. Fuck. And they just started
jerking off on a Bitcoin or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any material concern really. It's just more of like, fuck him. God damn
it. I bet it does. At certain levels, it gets pretty weird. Because I've just met a couple of rich folks, and they get pretty weird, man.
Yeah.
They get a little bit like, it definitely seems kind of scary.
Dude, imagine seven generations of that, though.
Oh, dude,
it's
crazy.
It's insane.
Like Saltburn.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I heard it was good.
I thought you were talking about like literal Saltburn. I was like, yeah, that would suck.
No, Saltburn, it's about kind of like a, have you seen it?
I heard I wouldn't like it, but
Lemaire,
it was good.
See Saltburn?
Is it about a weirdo that's just fucking people?
The guy's naked in it, I heard. He sure is.
I'm not
penis.
Watching that.
It's about, I'll say this.
I watch naked guys every day on my cell phone. Yeah, fuck that lady.
Yeah, that guy.
I jack off to porn.
Right, okay.
I'm not actually opposed to seeing.
I thought it was a new genre of like dudes flipping out in public. I was like,
ooh,
give me
I do, I do watch that too.
Because there was a guy in the aquarium who just showed his dick, or the Bass Pro Store. That was pretty tight.
That's great.
Yeah,
so did he get naked and get in the tank?
The guy got naked and got in the tank.
Yeah, that's nice.
And showed his penis. Yeah,
you do have a small penis during a schizophrenic, like a break like that.
Before you finish that sentence, I was
I've seen
why
a couple
are you doing
giant
this
ones.
To me right now, dude?
What?
You didn't finish your sentence yet, so my mind was like,
oh,
why
you do have a small penis.
Why you do this to me? You do have a small penis.
I would never. You have a nice penis.
No, that's all right. Yeah, during a schizophrenic break, you would shrivel up. So what? So was Saltburn about like wealthy families?
Saltburn is about a young man who's having a tough time and his bicycle breaks down and he meets another guy. And the guy, he offers him to come and live and work with his family, and they are very wealthy. And it's about like they have this like kind of Valentine's party, and people start just being fucking real, just kind of gay and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And then you don't know what's going on, and then people are like slurping each other off and shit.
Really?
Yeah. And it's nighttime a lot at the end of it.
Oh, fuck.
That's the best thing I can say. It's kind of like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if no one you knew in your personal network ever had to worry about physical concerns, you're just off on this whole different thing where it's like you get 40 grand a month to like live your weird life, and then you go to a Christmas party and you got to like have a business, but there's no reason to really have one. And you get into this weird like back and forth stuff.
It is crazy that they did make it that many generations. Like these rich families, because usually the second generation is
that's insane. Saying. Shirt sleeves,
yeah,
the
usually
shirt
your
sleeves.
Son spends it all. He buys a bunch of like Popeyes chickens or whatever.
Yeah, he's just an insane
man. Fucking ruins it all.
Yeah,
like you know, and that has nothing to do with you, Lemaire, either. Bro. It could happen to anybody.
It could.
That's
happen
true.
To anybody.
Yeah, I'm just saying
that's
that.
True.
But there is always like, I'm gonna invest in dump trucks or something, you know. And he has 60 dump trucks, and his wife fucking shoots him or whatever. And you're like, oh damn, dude.
It does come off the it comes off.
Comes off.
Wheels
bad.
Come off quick.
Well, you get a Hunter.
The what?
You get a Hunter Biden.
Yeah, true.
You get next generation is gonna be nuts.
That's pretty quick, yeah.
Trump Jr. is holding in tight, dude. He's holding it down.
The Trump dynasty is
Trump
impeccable,
dynasty's in
dude.
Good hands.
True.
With the what's the young fellow's name? Whisker or whatever?
Baron. Baron's fucking he's
Baron's next.
He's in
bro.
Gay altitude. He's like 6'10".
Did he play ball?
He's reaching gay altitude.
Dizzying heights.
Does he play ball or not? Tall.
He better play ball.
If he doesn't play ball, dude, nobody's gonna vote for him. He has to.
Dude, if Baron Trump was good at basketball, if they put out a highlight tape right now, Trump wins.
Obviously.
Trump wins the election in a fucking landslide.
True.
Who do you think your vice president should be? Because you got to pick somebody now. You have to realize it doesn't even fucking matter. Like the guy's either going to go to jail for embezzlement or he's going to help you get votes because he's cool, right? No matter who your vice president. So you almost want to pick somebody that just has like people like.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no, I think that's all it is now. Because no one knows who Trump's vice is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, he had Michael Pence, that dude who collects fucking those. He collects those like
American dolls.
Christmas villages. That's
crazy. He's nuts, dude.
I don't know what the thinking was with him. I guess he was like, well, he was like the water to his flame.
Christmas villages.
Yeah, Pence was the water to Trump's flame. You needed someone like real just fucking placid.
I think we go double flame this time with Trump.
I think he might.
I think he should get Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley would be tight.
Charles Barkley Sir Charles? Would fucking rule.
Dude, that's a good call.
Bro, if he had, it would be a wrap.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, forget it, yeah.
Does that make me crazy?
No. Not Gnarls, bro. Not CeeLo.
CeeLo would be tight too,
yeah.
CeeLo's phone exploded.
Damn, wearing future clothes? He can wear future clothes too?
Future clothes standing next to
Trump. Dude,
the
best is when CeeLo just turns his neck like that. You know, I love that, dude. CeeLo is fucking great, man.
Yeah.
He's a sweet guy. We got to ride on an airplane with him one time.
Did you really?
Really?
Yeah. Really nice guy. But yeah, and also I want to say, I don't know for a fact that Mike Pence collects Christmas
bells. I believe it.
It's so believable, though.
But I have seen images and JPEGs and everything. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but you can see it. You can see him like putting a final piece out.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You see what I see?
Now, isn't that beautiful?
And the train just comes through.
Yeah.
And it just has all our money. It's just headed to Ukraine.
Now, that's beautiful.
Yeah, man.
That's the spirit.
Bro, it's just crazy to think the Ukrainian president is a comedian.
Dude, it's fucked up.
And he just embezzled fucking billions of dollars.
What did he do? He sold all their farmland, basically. He just sold the country's farmland.
And I'm not saying that people over there, there's not a war and it's not horrific. But sure. I just don't understand how funding a war helps anybody. To me, that just doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, you get gadgets, I guess. You get some gadgets.
But you got to find some way to peace. I don't think funding a war helps anything.
Yeah, true. I mean, I don't know. They say America has, but again, yeah, not against Russia. Like, yeah, with all the technology, because Russia probably has similar tech. But like,
but we also should fund, I mean, we should fund the war on drugs that's going on over here.
True. Yeah, we don't have many problems here, so it's good to focus on
yeah,
the Donbass region.
That's next.
We better not lose Crimea.
We better
Russia,
not.
I want that back.
Crimea?
I need that to go back to
that's
the
our
Ukrainian
red line.
People.
We need that, yeah.
We need it back.
Yeah. We need Crimea. I had to take a second. I was like, which one is that in? I'm like, yeah, it's Ukraine.
We need Crimea.
Oh, we're going for Mexico next. We're in a war on the cartels, I guarantee it.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll just roll them out, and then it'll just be like pharmaceutical companies just selling opiates now. I think they'll shut down. They'll just produce down there, but they'll probably shut down the... Yeah,
I wouldn't fight Mexico. I like Mexico.
Mexico's sweet.
I wouldn't fight them.
I hope we don't fight them. They're going to be population-wise. They'll be in like 50 years. They'll be coming up there. We're going to dip hard.
Yeah, that's the culture. I'm curious to see what their move is as a political power. Because at some point, population-wise, they're going to tip the scales.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they could, if they want, storm all of the houses and all of the. They wanted to.
Yeah.
At that point, it's a numbers game. And they could bring it down and really have some control over stuff.
They could take back Texas and half of California. Yeah, they could take their land back. That was Mexico. And they're in position.
Walking all these banks, just shut the fucking bank down.
Yeah.
They're coming. That'll be, I read a book about the next 100 years, and they're predicting Mexico will be.
Really?
Yeah, a dominant. They think Poland, too, will be a.
Oh,
Poland
wow.
Is. Poland is going to be a rising
power. No, it is
power.
Right now. Poland's giving speeches right now. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Turkey, Poland, Mexico, the U.S.
Well, Poland's saying we're not taking any of this bullshit, any of this fucking wiggle-woggle bullshit that's bringing down so many parts of the rest of the world. Hey, we don't want any of it.
Yeah. Who would have thought the Polacks would
this
be the
voice of reason?
This guy's
been fucking spot on, dude. I'm telling you, I read that book like 2 years ago, and then it was like Ukraine invaded Russia right away. They think China's going to collapse, Russia's going to collapse, and it'll be Mexico, U.S., Poland, Turkey.
We had a Chinese waitress today, beautiful lady, South Korean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
We went to lunch at a little rotisserie or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
how was her service?
It was pretty good. She was very charming.
Yeah,
I will say that.
That's nice.
And she was a nice lady.
That's nice.
She's married.
Ah.
She's married. You're married.
Yeah.
Married.
But you can still be friends. You could have been friends with her. You could have been friends with her if you wanted.
Yeah.
I looked up online if you're married or not.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, I'm married.
You said you have two adorable children, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Two which I thought girls. I was like, kind of cool. Somebody put that adjective, or is that an adverb? What is it?
Adjective. Adorable.
I was like, that's kind of a nice, that somebody went, because Wiki is so like, you know.
Oh, they did they talked about that.
Yeah, this guy kills animals. They never put anything nice.
No.
But we'll say this guy has two adorable
children. Did they say that in the Wiki?
It really did.
That's
I
really
just
nice.
Thought, that's nice. Somebody
it's
cared.
That's nice. I remember Googling myself 2 years ago, and the top question was, what does Matt McCusker do? No one has any idea what I'm up to. A little mystery, man.
I like to have your daughter here.
You know how much money it takes for me to keep that mystery going every month?
I'll tell you how much. Where's that fucking Patreon?
don't touch our beloved.
All of our money's inside. It's a hardship with all of our Bitcoins, dude.
Yeah, dude. Bro, that's that Freddie Mercury kryptonite right there, son. You throw one nugget of that into a fucking into an American Legion, and all those guys will fucking not know what to
do. It's a flashbang, dude. You can flashbang an American Legion with this thing. One guy would pick it up and go, what the hell is it? Everybody get out. What the hell is
this? This is fruity.
Somebody would dive on it, take it for the rest of the Legion.
But he'd dive on it with his butt.
Yeah, like everything everywhere all at once. Get out of here, Jim.
Some guy just saddles it. He's just like, whoa, dude, that's not how we... That's how you know some of the your military buddies are gay. I think if somebody has to jump
saves on a grenade and does it ass first.
And they do it with their butt. Yeah.
Like, right before it explodes, you go. Yeah.
True.
Oh,
you're
fuck.
Like, Rick?
Goodbye, Rick.
That would be crazy, exploding ass first. Like having all that force.
But at least you get to go like this.
True.
You get to go up in the air.
True. Yeah, you don't blow to
like
a million.
Like when those dudes sit on you there. One.
Just kind of a dignified way to go.
You're not the dude who's just laying there looking at the ground of a fucking bowling alley or something, right? While your fucking ass gets blown into the air, and then you feel a little bit of it land on the back of your neck before you fucking go unconscious forever.
God, that's gonna be so crazy.
Jumping on a grenade?
You think they'll be able to?
That's so crazy.
You think they'll be able to simulate that in a while?
What it feels like?
VR grenade explosion.
To die like a hero?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope it's coming.
They're supposed to have racism VR coming up.
Really?
Where you can put it on and walk down the street and like, yeah, people will just, you're supposed to be able to feel what it's like if people aren't
cool. Just white people walking by you like,
I know, you're like, how unrealistic.
I can't wait to see how unrealistic this is going to be.
No, you're not allowed in here.
It's what? Like, what?
It's a dog park. Yeah.
Well, that happens. That
happens. You go to Sweetgreen, it's just 45-year-old white guys be like, we don't serve you in here. Get out of here.
You can't have apples with your salad.
What if Snoop Dogg just shows up at dog parks and he's just like, la-da-da-da-da.
It would be funny if in the racial simulation, all the white people stay and then you get jumped by five black dudes. You still get jumped.
Yeah, that'd be great, dude.
Well, that'd be nice, though, because then you'll have the implicit bias, so you can take the test to see if you're racist, and then afterwards you can put the helmet on and be like, oh, my God. Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
Some bullshit, man.
That'll be fun.
Test is nice, though.
It'd be nice. Yeah. If they could put it into a Tesla, that'd be sick.
True. Shit, that'd be nice. Everyone's just hating on you while you're driving around. That'd suck.
30% chance of black.
Yeah.
Or Mexican. Or dangerous. Vietnamese. It just shows you what percentage. Dangerous Vietnamese at 40 feet.
Yeah. Car autopilots and speeds through. It just runs red lights. It just goes 180 miles an hour.
If you press the horn, it slurs.
It just hits the fucking.
Give
Dukes
me the readout.
Just like
hits other cars and it gives you. This is what the driver probably is. Ooh. Like you've talked about. Yeah.
Oh, I've talked about.
You talk about that a lot.
Every time I get behind the wheel,
guessing the contents of the car. I got busted. And it's, I'm not proud of this. It wasn't my proudest moment, but I was with my wife and a couple of her friends, and it was like a.
Her friends, their kids.
True. Those are a couple of her friends.
Fucking claim them, dude.
Her buddies. A couple of our buddies. No, we were driving, and there was just like whacked out pickup truck, and it like pulled around, and like there was someone driving aggressively behind us, and like this candied out pickup truck passed us. I didn't know. I was like, of course. And then she was like, what do you mean? I was like, oh, fuck. My bad.
Nothing.
Not my proudest moment. Yeah. For context, too, my wife's black, so it was like I was the only white man in the car, and I hit it. Like the thing came by, and I went, oh, of course. I was like, fuck.
Did you get a pass?
It was a Mexican guy. I was like, yeah, these Mexicans drive like crazy.
You got to say, fucking Indian guy.
These fucking Mexican guys drive like crazy. They're pickup trucks, dude. Yeah, I wasn't proud. It came out. I went, oh, damn it, man.
The South's tough to tell.
And I, well, I was pissed because I was getting tailed in the car. And yeah. I'm like, what the fuck's going
on?
No,
I'm saying it's tough to guess race in the South.
Oh, the South. Yeah, true.
There's a lot of honkies down here that drive.
It's a lot more dirty in the South.
Crazy, yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of blonkies, too, dude. A lot of black dudes trying to be white.
True. Yeah. True.
You see that shit much more than you used to.
Down the South?
Yeah, everywhere.
True that.
Every now and then you see some brother trying to fucking whiten out.
Pants high as hell. Yeah, his pants totally fucking high.
Like, yeah, eating a Lunchable.
True.
Yeah, that is our cuisine.
Like, damn, Clarence on that Lunchable. You're like, what the fuck, man? But that's also, you know, I believe in beige power. In the end, we all end up beige, right? So it's just, this is just how we're all getting there.
True.
In the meantime. So, yeah, that's just what's going on, you know?
I agree, man.
And it's, I think there's, it's fun to, as long as you're not out doing crimes or anything, it's fun to joke around about. You
true.
Know?
Yeah. I agree. I was actually wondering the other day, have the attacks on elderly Asian women gone down? That seemed to like reach a fever pitch.
I bet you they're the exact same rate. It's just
you
the
think
news,
so? That's a
news.
Good. That's a good yeah. point. It could have been.
I don't think anybody that was committing those types of crimes was going home and watching the news and being like, "I should stop.
I should change my ways."
Yeah, if you're socking an Indian lady at the subway, you're not going to watch CNN. At
you
night
don't think Wolf like, Blitzer oh. could look you in the eyes through the TV and transform you?
Stop it.
Anderson Cooper, he would have froze me if I just got back from just fucking yeah. clocking a lady on the subway. And Anderson's like, knock it off.
It's like in every like bank robbery movie where like they sit down, they're in public and the local news comes on. And it's like, this is the video.
Yeah. Oh.
Think of being the guy who socked an Asian lady at a sub at a train station and then that comes on the TV.
They definitely wake up in the hospital every time though.
Yes.
They probably, a guy comes out of the hospital like, oh, Jesus yeah. Christ, not again. Fuck.
Thanks, buddy.
That's absolutely. A brutal move. That's that such does a cold, result in a hospital visit. Move. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The hospital used to seem more reliable, huh?
Yeah.
I feel I like agree. It doesn't seem that reliable as it used to.
You
know?
Can walk in and
yeah, you yeah. go in the frame, dude. You're good.
This isn't a professional.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Don't worry about it.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you to the Canadian man.
The Canuck. I just got engaged, actually, Tim.
Oh, really?
Congrats,
bro.
Nice. That's awesome.
What's his name? That's yo Canadian engagement.
True,
but Tim's an illegal alien for a long time.
What?
What? Sorry, Tim was a visitor from the north.
Yeah, dude. How'd you get past our wall up there? Super underrated
up for 17 years. Nice. How'd you, he got past the wall because dragons burnt it down.
Yeah,
how the hell did you blend in? How do people not pick you out? And say,
you're
what the hell are you doing here?
I moved straight into East Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty easy to blend in over there.
Yeah. He came in with a Kawhi Leonard trade.
Yeah. Went to the Clippers.
He came over as part of that deal.
Spurs? Where the fuck is Kawhi now? Kawhi to the Clippers?
Wouldn't it be great if certain places could just attach local
people?
Random people to their fucking deals? Like all the pork barrel spending and stuff that goes on where they just attach all the fucking, you know, we're going to give 6 homes to fucking, you know, people that don't have any fucking
Otani's
faces or whatever.
Otani's
you know?
Going to the Dodgers. We're
going
to throw in a couple cool ass dudes he knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Otani's going to the Dodgers, man. Oh, I miss those days, man.
That'd be a good blend.
What's that?
Wheelchair basketball with the NBA and just fucking
see who's better.
Yeah, no, just like you have to have like two dudes.
Oh, I like
rolling
that.
Like a seventh man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, five men on the court, six man.
Yeah.
But the six man just rolling.
Yeah.
Anna.
Just posterizing them.
Swatting them.
So one dude always has to be in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Six men on the court, one's in a wheelchair.
But it's got to be a legit wheelchair guy. You can't just You can't put
no bums.
Ray Allen in a wheelchair.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about
wheelchair
that.
Wheelchair guys are pretty capable, dude. You see what
Hawking they're
was
nasty,
up to?
Bro.
Hawking was up to.
They're nasty. Dude, who among us would take that charge?
I'm fucking bearing down on you?
Getting steamrolled, I'd get the fuck out of the way.
Oh, yeah, Hawking was.
Hawking was on the island, bro.
He was pretty good.
He was
he
on
had
the island,
fucking
too?
Crossbar on him.
True, crossbow. Blocked the shot. It's fucking like birthless. Damn. Yeah, Hawking was on the Epstein's Island?
Yeah.
Give him a pass.
I don't know. I think
he was just looking.
He is a nasty.
Oh, really?
Didn't, wasn't his allegation something with like midgets?
Yeah,
apparently he liked to watch midgets like solve math problems. He would like make them do weird shit, and he'd just like watch them and get horny.
Damn, bad. SAT prep.
Yeah, but that's basically substitute teaching. I don't know if that's like that also sounds like an early part of the wrestling thing, like you were saying earlier. Sorry, I can't think of the word. It sounds like a wrestling story that they
True. That's not that. That's what he was doing. He was making midgets do math.
Yeah, but I think he was getting turned on, which is can't do that. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Which somebody made a. Yeah. Somebody made a video. Yeah.
And the midgets could. It's like the math castle. If they couldn't solve the problem, they just got fucking molested. I guess. What was it?
It's not funny, man.
Sorry. Did you ever play Math Castle? It is funny.
It's not funny,
That's
dude.
The harshest allegation. I know there was children on the island, which is a bad allegation. I know they're butt, dude.
Midget pipeline's crazy.
Getting midget, flying midgets down there to do fucking math.
Thankfully, our government is protecting all these people. That's the best thing.
And they killed Epstein. Just
bro, I can't get a pothole filled in fucking New Orleans, but you can fill a fucking 9-year-old out in the middle of the fucking ocean. Fuck this whole fucking government,
it's
dude.
Crazy. Yeah. It's a crazy.
Bunch of sick fucking people, bro.
Yeah, man.
And a lot of it, I just wonder if it's just power. How long, like you were saying, like generations of fucking power. Do you just get so sick that even caring about somebody doesn't even seem like it makes any sense to you anymore?
Yeah,
you
know? Dude. Dude, who was the one? It was Joffrey was the lady. Virginia Joffrey, I think, was like the original victim.
Lord
was it
Joffrey?
Guffrey came out and was like, these people did all this stuff to me, and they like settled. That's Epstein's original charge was because of Guffrey. Oh, and then they sealed all the documents. The court was like, all right, we'll settle this. And like, yeah, like are bad about all that stuff, but like, no one can ever find out about anything that had to do with it, which is like, why?
Because it was intelligence.
Yeah, true.
It was
a sting.
They were literally blackmailing every single person that went to there.
True.
Yeah. They did. They found him at his house in Florida.
The docks?
No, just cameras. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. The honeypot.
The whole thing was, yeah.
Yeah, but at least
and
he did.
And they killed him.
They said he killed
him.
Yeah,
they
which is the most egregious.
Fucking killed him, dude.
And we can't, you know, all we can do is continue to say it over and over again because none of us will do anything about it. But
true.
They literally, they killed him in front of everybody.
We got to steal his casket and drive it
we
away.
Gotta drive it. We got a big ball. That's a good move.
Bill Clinton would jump on it, dude.
Did he have a funeral?
I don't think he had a funeral. Who went? I think it was a Zoom funeral.
It was a Zoom funeral.
The worst is that guy they caught Jay Owen at his on a Zoom.
Yeah, that was a good one. Oh, he got brought back. They did an interview to try to bring him back, and the lady, the female interviewer, had to address it like right away. She was like, "You got caught masturbating, didn't you?"
Oh yeah,
and
the little
was
guy.
Like, yeah.
What?
You're like, yeah,
yeah, my
here.
Bad.
A lot of people got busted during the Zoom. I think a lot of people got busted.
Well, it's scary now to think, even if you watch pornography, they're saying that a lot of these websites, that's how they get stuff on people,
dude,
because they can just turn your camera on.
I know.
They're watching you watch porn, and that's the footage that they use of almost everybody whenever they need to come to you and say, hey, man,
you got to host the Golden Globes.
Yeah, you got to, yeah. You got to host the Golden Globes. And that was Shane's joke. I think I stepped on it. But I just want to make sure that it gets out. Okay? So, Cat Williams, I didn't fucking steal it from Ricky Smiley Harvey. Okay?
I don't want to mention it. Don't mention it. Don't talk to Cat, dude. I don't want him coming after.
Dude, I would love to get to spend time with Cat, man. Yeah. He's super fascinating, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would like to see his new show, his new hour.
Yeah. And he has a long, his body, he has like a very long torso, I think, you know?
I think
my sister's boyfriend has like really short legs.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen him
his
shirtless?
His knees kind of go in his shoes a little.
Is that,
what?
Yeah. He's got no shins.
I don't know what I didn't look at him that, I'm not fucking perving out on him. I'm not checking him for bone.
Like, would you want him to be ripped though? Like, you want him to be kind of ripped though, don't you?
Yeah, I think he is probably
sister's boyfriend.
Ripped.
Yeah,
you don't want him ripped.
You don't
want
to be ripped.
I like a good soft doughy boyfriend.
He's built like a rural otter.
That's good.
Short legs. Yeah.
Jacked fucking sister's boyfriend sucks, dude.
Yeah, I never really had that. I'm trying to think.
Oh, that would be the worst.
Yeah, you go. God damn, this guy is fucking.
It'd be a psyop. It'd have to be destroy the mentality the whole time. But yeah, I never had like a jacked.
You'd have to poison him, huh?
True. Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't fight him.
Yeah. You have to get in his head.
Bro, that must be the worst if you hate your sister's boyfriend. Like, really hate him.
Yeah, dude.
That happens all the time, yeah.
It's got to be crazy. Yeah, our family's pretty tight. I love my brother-in-law.
I was always a coward towards them.
Really?
I would always like whoever my sisters were dating. Like, he's fucking so cool.
Yeah, well, yeah.
One guy gave me a Stone Cold t-shirt right away.
That's a good move, though.
I'll fucking die for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
I loved him, dude.
That's like an autism Valentine.
Yeah, I was locked in. They broke up. I was sad.
Damn.
I'm never going to see him again.
You're just sleeping in that Stone Cold t-shirt?
Yeah, the t-shirt. Still smell him.
No, my sister's boyfriend is actually a neat guy.
That's cool. But yeah, if you get a dud, that stinks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because also it's like we don't need another fucking loser in our family.
Yeah. But that's who loser families attract, is more losers.
But at the family, you know, this used to be cool back in the old days. The family would get together and vote. They would have a say in why. And a lot of times it was because we are fucking, our family is horrible. It's mentally unwell. Not even doing well, not reading well.
Yeah.
Not even seeing that well. Some of us can't see.
Yeah.
Damn.
And you're going to go out and bring in another.
Another loser. Add another mutant to our fucking clan of fucking dipshits. Yeah.
You better take that cooter up the hill, baby. Yeah.
Trill.
All right. And find something with some fucking shekels in its pocket. All right. It's got
to
be.
Just adding another poor guy to the mix. That sucks.
He's poor, but he has to have a skill. He has to have an ability. He has to have at least a flicker of hope in his eyes.
Yeah, true.
You know? Because if you're just, you got to fuck uphill, man.
Yeah.
You know? That's just a lot of women. You just need to turn around and just point that vagina northward.
Yeah.
You know? I agree. And shoot for the stars.
Yeah,
ladies.
True. Yeah, I mean, or get like the nice, like, because you don't want to go too high because they can chase that dragon forever, too.
That's true.
But like a nice, dependable 401. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. You're the opposite of a power couple. You've addressed this.
What?
That joke.
Oh, the
guys walking.
Yeah, yeah. The unpowerful couple. Yeah, the opposite of the power couple. Those guys are tough. When you see like the crackhead couples walking on the highway.
Oh, yeah. Our friend Eric Myers died out on the highway. Remember that?
Yeah.
What?
It was heartbreaking.
Died on the highway?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. I shouldn't have brought that up, but.
That's all right.
It's fair.
It just happens. Popped out of my head.
Steelers had a quarterback that died that way.
No.
What was his
name? Ben Roethlisberger?
No, Ben.
Didn't he get in a car?
Not like Beowulf.
He got a motorcycle accident.
Real road rash.
Is that? Musical hero?
Mythical. Yeah. Who? Don't try to cross the highway. Haskins died that
way.
What? Yeah.
Fuck, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, pedestrian. Yeah, that sucks, man. Walking. Down there.
Damn. Getting hit by a fucking car on a highway like that. Especially you see it coming. You know,
I don't think you do. You think?
I don't know. I would just imagine when you're trying to cross the street and you're like, that thing's far away. I can
run. They come up quick
and
on
they're
you.
So fast.
And
you
truck,
a couple
the truck
drinks.
Goes,
yeah.
Nobody hits their horn on them. That's a myth.
They're not swerving. They're just peeping.
Those two big headlights.
It's just you feel something start to press into the side of you.
Yeah. That's all you ever.
That's all it is.
And you ever see someone get hit by a car? Because you go up in the air high as fuck.
Yeah,
and
pants
your shoes fly
off.
Yeah,
shoes
your shoes fly off. It's fucking crazy.
You go long. You go straight like
Dude,
a fucking.
It's
noodle.
A tiddlywink. It's for real. You go up and just like that. Yeah. It's bizarre.
There's a couple of interviews with people that have survived falling out of plane crashes and stuff. Falling out of the sky, I guess.
What?
What were we talking about? Alaskan Airlines the other day? The fucking door ripped off. Yeah, you see that one? That's the scariest thing possible.
Did anyone fly out?
I don't know.
Huh?
All did you I get heard sucked was, out? Or like how?
Fucking Biden.
Did
air,
anyone
dude?
Get sucked out?
No, I think that's like a myth.
So you don't get sucked out?
I don't think you get sucked out. That was kind of like all the things I saw in the headlines. That were like, a panel can just fly off the plane and.
Dude, I've been thinking forever that.
Chilling.
I thought you get sucked out.
All
I still
about
thought
is,
that until right now.
Yeah, I think we're good.
That's cool.
It's got to be cool because some people were sitting right close to it, so they're basically just like throwing peanuts out.
Must have been freezing.
Oh, that's true.
That fucking door ripping open. You must have been so scared and cold. Just,
I would have gotten exposed. I'd have been like, "We're getting sucked out."
I would have screamed, dude. I would have been making the weirdest noises. If a door ripped off a plane, you'd be making the noises you didn't. You'd be making noises you didn't know you could make.
People are like, "What's wrong with that guy?"
I'm like, anyone else so feel scary. The G-force? I'd have been sucked into my seat like the Gravitron, dude. I was like,
hopefully you would faint.
True from the G's.
Hopefully you would faint.
G-Force.
Dude, I watching like people get fly like planes. You just start singing shit. People are like, what is going on?
You would lose. You might, yeah. Who knows what reaction you'd have. You might be like euphoric. It might be just a crazy.
You fucking hum somebody's dog at him. Somebody
has a dog. Somebody has to die. It's this dog.
And I'm joking. And the dog has a parachute on.
True.
True. Calm down.
And he knows how to use it. He's trained.
Has anyone done that before? Throwing a dog out with a parachute?
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably skydiving with a dog. I think
skydiving
I've
with, yeah.
That.
That's why would you do that?
It's pretty good. The dog's mouth.
Joe,
the lips.
That is the ultimate roll down window, though, for the dog. Yeah. It's kind of nice.
Dog skydiving. Search that and just report back on what you see.
Verify that exists.
Surfing. Surfing dogs. That's good.
Surfing dogs is awesome.
Uzi dog surfing.
Yeah, yeah.
What else we got? Skydiving dogs. That's good.
Bam. 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Fucking military skydives dogs in.
Oh, yeah.
They'll drop those boys out of the sky.
He fucking brought up the picture on his phone.
Hey.
Yeah, embed that in his post edit.
Don't worry about what we're doing, brother.
No, it's fucking awesome.
This is how we do it here.
No, it's fucking great, dude.
Damn, we forgot to turn the fire on. Fuck.
Ah, crap.
Start over.
True. Fire's
on. The fireplace is nice.
We need that thing on.
Yeah, get that blue flame going.
Oh, having one of those indoor fires is so nice.
Yeah.
God.
It's good it's not a real fire. That's.
Yeah.
We could fuck that up.
Having a real fire.
Same reason I'm not getting, probably not going to get a gun.
The what? The gun?
Yeah. I drink a lot, come back here late.
Yeah.
Guns are.
Just want to show everybody the gun I got.
Dude, you have to. You play with it.
Take it out.
Play with it in your room.
That's like, how Chris died, dude.
It's not loaded. Who?
Everybody's afraid of Chris. That died like that.
If I have a gun, I'm going to shoot it at that fence.
Oh, you have to, dude.
And you know he's going to be walking by that fence when you shoot, don't you?
No.
Chris.
Chris is shot.
It's just everybody has a friend of Chris that died from some gun accident. And I hate to even laugh about it, man. It fucking is sad. I know it's sad for a lot of people right now hearing that. And it just makes me fucking sad.
No, that's true.
It's like, so dangerous, though.
I know. But they're so fun to play with.
They're awesome.
So fun. I can remember.
I don't think they are.
My fondest memories of showing
I completely disagree.
Showing a gun, holding a gun.
My fondest memories are me and my friends.
You have a couple drink and show a gun.
High on fucking hallucinogens.
High
my father's
shit.
Gun pointed at each other. It's my favorite times.
I think it's horrible.
It's fun. Take mushrooms, put a gun to your head.
My dad would come in and be like, "Did you guys get into my gun safe again? God damn it, get out of here, little rascals."
My dad has a shotgun in our coat closet by our front door. I'll grab that.
Get that.
I don't know what he's doing.
Actually,
with that.
Put that on your head. You're like, oh, this won't stop the rain.
You should YouTube prank your family if you're at family dinner. Just bust out the shotgun. I'm like, I had fucking enough of you guys.
Yeah, I'm just,
but just kidding.
Around.
We're here. We got the cameras here, guys. I fucking pranked you.
That's awesome, man.
No, we don't. I didn't play with guns. I had a lot of guns in my house growing up. I had a ton of fucking guns.
Yeah.
I'd be so scared.
But yeah.
Well, I think part of it is somebody teaching you how to use it well and just what's going on.
I'm scared to carry them. I went shooting with my wife, and I was carrying the gun to the car, which I was like, I'll carry it. And I fucking dropped it. I was a bad attention. I dropped the gun.
You dropped it?
Yeah. I don't pay attention to things at all.
What are you talking about, man?
We were just carrying a handgun because you can bring your own gun to the thing.
Yeah, I know how you. I know having a gun works. What I'm saying is, how do you drop a fucking gun?
I don't pay attention. My head's in the clouds all the time.
Were you holding it?
Yeah, I was fucking holding it.
You were walking back to your car holding the pistol? You didn't holster it or put it in like a case?
You were
carrying the pistol back? Yeah, just straight in the air.
I'm going to my fucking car now. Now I'm trying to remember why I didn't put it in a case.
Yeah, what are you doing?
But I remember dropping it to where like it hit the asphalt. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's
loud
probably scratched.
Noise too. It's heavy,
It's probably scratched. What the fuck?
I scratched it,
dude. Go off,
dude. Well, the whole thing, it was after my wife was like, she can actually shoot. So she was teaching me, and I'm like, dude, get the fuck off me. And I'm like, so I was already at an all time low.
Wait, was she wrapping around?
Oh, yeah, dude.
She's
trained. She was a fucking police. She was an officer.
Cops don't, you don't get trained that way.
It's sexy, dude.
It is sexy.
It's but no, for real, I was like, get off me, like, stop, you're embarrassing. There's a bunch of like one-armed men there.
Easing
fucking
attention, baby.
Yeah, true,
that's love,
dude. But then I was like, I'm carrying the gun. I wanted to assert my manhood, so I'm like, I'm carrying the gun to
take
the car.
It back.
I think I was just like, checking the chamber.
This is just mixed love, man, is what this is.
Yeah.
This sounds like every mixed relationship I've ever even.
There's not one mixed couple that hasn't dropped a gun in a parking lot.
She was so mad.
Yeah, but that's funny. Did she laugh?
No, she was like, I told you I should have carried it. It's like, I know how to fucking carry it. I had one lapse.
I have fucking butterfingers. Relax.
I had fucking popcorn earlier. I thought I saw someone coming at us. I dropped it. Dude, it was ridiculous, dude. Yeah, I can't have a gun. That was like, in my head, I was going to get a gun. And I was like, I can never have one. I can't personally carry one.
I'm getting one, but it's going to result in.
We have them in our house, but she's in charge. I'm hand-to-hand combat. I'd go down fucking.
Yeah, of course.
Take the shot.
I've seen you hit the bag.
True.
You could do some damage.
I could wail on an intruder.
Yeah, you could wail on an intruder.
Yeah, and I'm ready to die. If someone's
especially
in your house,
you see him coming, you hide behind a corner.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think people want to live that much anymore?
That's a good
first-hand
question.
Firsthand, no.
Like, I feel like 20 years ago, people were like stoked about living.
Yeah.
Now it feels like people are kind of just on the fence.
Maybe we were just
that's
young.
Good question.
That could be true, too.
Because when I was young, I was pretty stoked on life.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's
the suicide rate has fucking, the deaths of despair have definitely gone up.
Really?
That includes like overdoses.
But there's also a lot more tall buildings than you used to be.
True. More land of opportunity.
It is a land of opportunity.
Yeah, dude, think about it. In the 1800s, you had to fucking drive all the way to St. Louis to even fucking jump off of something.
Yeah, cliff. You had to find a cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and now you can just do it almost in your area.
Yeah, definitely local. In your area. You can find a nice 5G tower.
True. Oh, that'd be nice.
I've seen some people fall off those. Really? Guys trying to shut it down, be like, 5G's fucking us up.
And they just jump off them?
Yeah. Well, it's almost like that bums and drones, if you've seen that.
Oh,
like,
dude.
That's so sad, man.
It is really mean, but goddamn, it's funny when they
so funny.
They bucket the drone, they try to throw shit at it, they fall down into their own trash.
It's an understandable response, though.
It'd be so scary.
Well, yeah.
Dude, someone was flying a drone.
And exactly what you knew was happened. You're like, the government's surveilling me with future technology.
True.
I know it. And then a drone comes into your tent. It just.
Yeah, it's just 12-year-olds laughing hysterically.
12-year-olds on the other side of a hill, like, oh, shit, we got him.
Whose dads actually work for the government.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Low key, you're kind of correct.
You know how sad it would be, like, if a family member got addicted to drugs and you lost them to being a homeless guy, and then you're just scrolling through Instagram, you see your fucking son. Getting attacked by his 12-year-old's drone.
You know what's crazy? I bet that's a reality. That's like
it's definitely a reality.
And I bet part of them is like, just like, it's fucking ridiculous. And part of them is thankful that their dad's even alive, probably.
But that also doesn't have to be just bums, dude. If a drone started following me, I would react the exact same way as those.
Yeah, if a drone
guys.
Just pulled up at your fucking party,
I'd be
like,
throwing stuff
who
at
is
it.
That?
Yeah,
you get pissed. My friend had this. It went over his backyard, and he was like, I'm going to shoot this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not
you should be able to shoot him easy. Can you legally shoot him?
I mean, you should own your airspace, but I don't know. It gets into like a hazy thing. Because they're technically in airspace, so it's like it's not your property. But I think you could shoot him in a court would be like, yeah, that makes sense. It's the only reasonable thing to even do if you see a drone fly over you.
I agree.
Shoot it, yeah.
Or call a drone catcher. Some guy comes out with like a net on a stick.
I do have a pool. A pool net skimmer, I can swing at it.
True, that'd be nice. Oh, if you captured
so
it, dude.
If I was trying to get a drone, it'd be so embarrassing, the footage. I'd like spin around and fall, trying to get my shirt would come up. Oh,
I think it's so cruel. Who would get that footage, though? It's pretty fucking cruel, man. But who would get it? Like, probably kids. It's kids, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah.
It has to be. It is objectively very funny, though. To see homeless dudes fucking like shaking their fist at a fucking drone.
It's so funny.
It is funny.
It's kind of like the new bum fights. At least it's safer than that.
Yeah.
True. That's true.
And I think also that, I don't know what it was.
That wasn't me. Was that you? Stomach growl?
Gut going nuts.
How long have we been going for?
Oh, wow. Yeah, we can stop whenever.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You ever watch bum fights? I don't think I watched them.
I didn't like the shit.
Couldn't get my hands on
it. I didn't watch it. Yeah.
How old I was?
I knew about it and I didn't like it.
There weren't enough prizes for them, I felt like. And there wasn't enough. There was no ranking. It just feel like it was disorganized.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was during Girls Gone Wild. So it was kind of like giving
Girls Gone Wild was
GGG. Yeah, like
I never
got
a hold of one.
I don't think I've got one.
It's the dishwasher in there.
Those were like the two fabled tapes. It was Girls Gone Wild and Bum Fights.
Oh,
I don't think I saw either of them.
I did get a hold of Faces of Death.
Did you?
At a sleepover.
Lemaire's answering the mailbox right now. Sorry. I'm just joking, Lemaire, dude. You seem like a really great guy. I shouldn't have said that.
He is answering great. The mailbox. He's a great guy.
But that's like a drone. But dude, if you pulled a drone up really on anybody, it would be fucking great. Businessman and drone, like it could be absolutely anybody.
That'd be nice. To pull
hookers and drones.
Yeah, yeah. That they'd get mad at that.
They would not like it. They get so mad about everything.
Yeah, they don't like
hookers. Get so fucking mad.
Yeah, they got a job to do.
They're mad all the time. Are hookers nice sometimes?
It's a tough run, man. It's a tough way to make.
I'm trying to think if they've ever been nice. They're not that nice.
I feel like they're the meanest.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, some of them are nice.
Really?
Yeah, they're not nice. As nice as you'd want. You'd want them to be so much nicer.
I just feel like, I'm just afraid of them.
That's right, all. But I think you romanticize that it's going to be something real perfect and it's just a business transaction.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. It's my heart. My heart. Yeah, it's like my heart and it's just, they're talking, it's all business.
But what the fuck do you want to do, dude?
Sure, what do you expect from them?
Yeah, that should do it.
Thank you, man. It was awesome.
I think we did it.
Yeah, I think, hey, yeah, we'll do it again.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thank you for coming here.
Yeah,
I think we covered a lot of stuff.
We did.
Yeah, that should end it.
It was fun. It was easy.
Hell yeah.
So I'm really glad that that I got to come. Sorry it took me so long to come, man.
No, I've heard that before.
Not that you were.
Don't worry about it, brother. It happens to all of us. Sometimes you can't, and that's fine.
True.
Hey, bro, let me autograph this Rockets jersey for you. Get out of here. Okay. Oh, joking, man. Thank you guys, bro.
He's a man.
All right, love you guys.
Thanks, brother.